Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
The Chechens have gained a reputation as fierce warriors in two wars against Russia, the first from 1994 to 96, and the second from 99 to 2014. Chechens are now fighting in Ukraine as well, on both sides of the front line. Ramzan Kadyrov, president of the Republic of Chechnya since 2007, well, he even claims to have gone to Ukraine. He's a loyal supporter of Vladimir Putin, who brought Chechnya back into the Russian Federation. For more on this situation, I'm joined by Professor Emil Aslan from the Institute of Political Studies at Charles University in Prague. Professor Aslan, you're very welcome to Drive Time. You might tell me why Putin has decided to send Chechen warriors to Ukraine.
Thank you for having me. Well, there are various reasons. One of the reasons is that the Russians are facing a huge lack of manpower. So they have run out of a lot of resources, including personal manpower resources. So they need some tactical improvement. That's why, you know, deploying this force of 12,000 people is a huge asset to them in tactical terms. Another thing is that because of this reputation of fierce fighters that the Chechens have cultivated, this perception of tough fighters, I think that the Russians think that, you know, when they deploy the Chechens, the pro-Moscow Chechens in Ukraine, this might exert some kind of psychological pressure on the Ukrainians.
But the interesting thing, Emil, is that there are Chechen fighters on both sides, aren't there?
That's true, yeah. So you have basically two camps. You have the pro-Moscow camp and anti-Moscow camp. And Kadyrov, he represents the pro-Moscow camp. And Kadyrov's paramilitaries, now they are making up formalized National Guard forces. They're part of the National Guard forces of the Russian Federation. Mm-hmm. So they were deployed by Kadyrov with the backing of Putin, I understand. And then you have a lot of people who go against Russians, and they basically stem from Western Europe or some other areas which are not under Russian control. And these guys, basically, they are those veterans of the Russian-Chechen wars who want to continue in the fight against the Russians, including some of their sons, because a lot of those fighters appear to have been born after, you know, the Chechens had to escape the country and find refuge in Western Europe and elsewhere.
So following in the fighting footsteps of their fathers, I suppose, for the most part. They're very different, aren't they? The Chechens who may be fighting alongside the Russians here, they have a different style and characteristic or trait, don't they, to the average Russian soldier? For example, people have noted that they're far busier on social media.
Yeah, that's an interesting phenomenon. Basically, you have not a monolithic structure of Kadyrov, so the Chechens fighting alongside the Russians in Ukraine. So you have former veterans, former insurgents who switched sides at the beginning of the 20s because they were forced, basically, by the Russians, or some had some problems with the insurgency, which had become increasingly jihadist back then, like 25, 20 years ago. Then you have apart from these veterans, you have police force. So Chechens who have been part of the police force without insurgency, experience with any insurgency. And then you have people, youngsters specifically, who are or who have been forced to join the Chechen fighters from Chechnya. So they basically lack this military, extensive military experience. So you have these three basic like kinds of fighters within the realm of Kadyrov's Chechens in Ukraine.
And wasn't it the elite band of Chechen fighters that were sent by Vladimir Putin at the very start of the war to try and assassinate President Zelensky, but they failed?
Yes, yeah, seems so that, you know, some elite forces, elite units of the Russian intelligence, military intelligence, and possibly also Chechen Kadyrov's forces were deployed, but we lack first-hand information. I lack information because this is what Ukrainians claim. This can be true, and this appears to be true, but we have no way to validate this information. Anyway, you know, you have from the veteran, former insurgent units, you have a lot of people from Chechnya who had this experience, who have gone against the insurgents up in the mountains, and they do have this experience that they can go against this kind of targets mm-hmm. within a foreign country.
Would the Chechens then, who are fighting alongside Russian troops, would they have been surprised about the competency, the sophistication of the Ukrainian defense?
Yeah, I think that pretty much everybody's surprised, including the Chechens. So, yeah, so even the American military, like Pentagon, was thinking that the Ukraine resistance would last no longer than 72 hours. So I'm confident that the Chechens were surprised as well. And by the way, back in 2014, then the Russians annexed Crimea, and they also kind of started off this Donbas civil war within Ukraine. It appears that some Chechens were deployed by the Russians, and they were pretty effective back then. Mm-hmm. So I think that the Russians expected that the same would happen, but it didn't happen because the Ukrainians had a lot of time, but they had 7 to 8 years to prepare themselves for a large-scale Russian attack.
Some people may wonder, Emil, why a president like Ramzan Kadyrov, the president of the Republic of Chechnya, why he would comply with Vladimir Putin's request to send Chechen soldiers to Ukraine. But I suppose the fortunes of Kadyrov are very much linked with Putin.
That's true. Basically, it all boils down to the social fabric of contemporary Chechen regime, pro-Moscow regime, I mean. So Chechnya is very much dependent on the money coming from the Russian budget. So around 80% of the Chechen Republic's budget is made up from the direct money coming from Moscow. That's one thing. So Ramzan Kadyrov is very much dependent economically on Moscow to run his republic. Another thing is that there is such thing in Chechnya as blood feud. This old custom is still well and alive in Chechnya. But because Chechens who resent Kadyrov, who were killed, some of whose relatives were killed or raped or bad things were done to them, including humiliation by the Kadyrov pro-Moscow regime, they are not capable of retaliating against the Kadyrov regime, against Kadyrov's family, because their families would be wiped out, like mm-hmm. Opponents' families.
Ruthlessly.
Ruthlessly, yes.
And it gives an indication as to the type of leadership you're dealing with, doesn't it? Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. It is a fascinating profile of the Chechen fighters in Ukraine at the moment. Professor Emil Aslan from the Institute of Political Studies at Charles University in Prague. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.